I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Well, you guys asked me how is this possible yesterday, but looky, looky, we've got a second story 2 days in a row here involving, well, I'll get into it. A Florida woman attacked her drunk live-in boyfriend for waking her up. She said her boyfriend, that's pretty good.
The Alex punch sound is better.
Well, let's record that. Let's get that one on a hotkey over here. She said her boyfriend kept yelling throughout the night, which woke her up. So what did she do? She hit him with a vacuum. This is the second story involving a vacuum cleaner.
But actually, hurt.
Yeah, she hit him with like one of the cleaning parts, like one of the accessories. So that actually, yeah, you're right. That would hurt quite bad with a handle.
Don't do that.
She was arrested and charged with battery, and the two have been living together for only a week. But at least you know they got a clean place, and it sounds like a week they'll make it. Everybody gets in a physical altercation the first week of living together. Trust me, you're not married or with somebody if that doesn't happen.
I don't know. Is that normal?
Oh, yes, yes. It's domestic disturbance is normal. An Arizona woman called the cops to ask if dinosaur statues in a park were real.
Valid question.
After an officer told the woman, yeah, the statues were part of a children's activity, she then asked, are they real? The woman eventually admitted she knew the dinosaurs couldn't be real, but was just checking because her friend told her they were.
That's me.
Can we have a follow-up? Like she was then busted for huffing air or something. All right, your next story. Two shoplifters in Delaware unknowingly turned themselves in after one of them wandered into a police station drunk. The man was immediately arrested after he walked in and asked the cops for a ride. His partner was arrested when he came to pick him up after he was released. The two have been had a warrant for their arrest since the end of February, and after they stole several items from a Kohl's store, both have been charged with shoplifting and conspiracy. You know, the thing I don't get here is the second guy that came there drunk and then tried to take his home. Now we have Uber and we have Lyft.
Yeah, there's no.
How do you not get a ride to the jail?
There's no excuse. I don't understand it.
All right. And your final story today here on the Joe and Alex Show, there is a serial toilet clogger on the loose in Wisconsin. I can't make this thing up. I'm telling you the truth.
How is that even a thing?
Now, luckily, it's not actually dropping the doo-doo. That's what I thought when I read this. The cops say a woman's public bathroom, so this could be a man, has been reportedly clogged over the past year and a half. They say they've been putting 20-ounce soda bottles in the toilet pipes. They clog it about a dozen times in 2016, 14 times in 2017, and 3 times so far in 2018.
Why are you doing that? There's like a trash can usually right next to the toilet. Well, like, what kind of idiot?
And doing it, you can't just put it in there and flush, like it's not going to ruin it. You have to physically shove it into the toilet and do all that.
Well, where I used to work, somebody tried to flush several slices of pizza down the toilet, clogged the toilet. We had to have a meeting where they addressed the situation, said, please do not flush your pizza down the toilet.
You know, that makes me angry on so many levels. First of all, the waste of perfectly good pizza.
Yeah, I know. It made absolutely no sense. Like and the thing is, what's really funny about that is like something so bizarre like that, you're going through your mind and you're thinking about every single one of your coworkers, like, who in the world would do that?
But they ever find the culprit?
No.
But think about it though, like, if we just think about somebody here at work, I can think of one or two people that would be the people that would like clog a toilet with pizza.
Who? Like, well, name names.
No, listen, I'm asking us to think about it. I'm just saying, if you think about your life, we all have that one guy or girl that you're like, yeah, they'd be a toilet clogger with pizza.
Who? That's them. Who we work with? And who would it be?
I don't know.
That's, I don't know. I don't know. Who do you think, if you had to pick one person that works here, who and why?
If I throw a person's name out there, will you two play along in the game, or are you going to remain silent? Because I'm not going to put my neck out on the line for who I think at
I
work.
Would play along, but I don't know anyone's names.
Keeping it real.
We worked here for almost 2 years, and I still don't know everybody's names.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, but to be fair, we do this show. We leave like before 11 a.m. Most people don't even get here till like 10:30, and like that's it. It's not like we hang around the building all day, like getting to know people. At my other radio job, I worked a 9-hour shift, so yeah, I was in the building dealing with all the other people that work in a radio station all the time. And here, like, we only see each other, then we leave. So,
do you know the guy that's a salesperson that brings you chicken nuggets all the time? He's the rep for McDonald's. Do you know who that is? Our sales guy?
Is it Keith? Oh, God. I don't know.
Wow. I don't think we'll ever get McDonald's again.
I don't know.
All right, let's go back to poop clogging stuff.
No, I want to know who you think it would be.
I can't tell you if you guys aren't going to step up.
I can't. I would, but I can't.
Well, you want to step up how?
I need you guys to tell me who you think would be the person at work that would put pizza into a toilet and clog it.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I think since you already have the idea, then you should spill the beans or else move on, I guess.
All right, I'm gonna have to keep you in suspense and not tell
you. Wow, everybody hates you now, and everyone's unfollowing you on Twitter right now.
But I
not if he tweets who he thinks is clogging the toilet.
That's
with pizza.
What you should do. You should just put the first name. That's it.
Just tweet the first name of whoever you think is clogging the toilet with pizza.
I'll tell you this.
And a pizza slice emoji.
I won't say the name, but I'll do
the pizza slice
and
emoji.
A toilet emoji.
Yes.
I'll tell you right now because we're wrapping it up. By the way, the move costs thousands of dollars of labor and repair. The bathroom's out of service. Cops are looking for the clogger. I won't say their name, but there is a cartoon with their name.
What?
That is the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show. You guys know what cartoon I'm talking about.
I don't.
Hey, Skeeter. That is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
It's the Joe and Alex show. Who cares about this garbage?
So Tom Hanks told Vanity Fair about his first kiss, and it's pretty cute.
The first real kiss in which we were both invested of it. Where was it? That was in somebody special's kitchen about 3 o'clock in the morning in Oakland, California.
Look at that. A little shout out. Imagine being that girl and hearing that. That's Woo! So cool. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg broke his silence, admitting mistakes, and said that the social media network will take steps to protect user data in light of a privacy scandal involving a Trump-connected data mining firm. By the way, data mining firms also existed in both the 2008 and 2012 elections. He says that Facebook does have a responsibility to protect its users' data, and if it fails, quote, we don't deserve to serve you. Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie sung the DuckTales theme song last night on Jimmy Fallon.
DuckTales, ooh. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, ooh. Every Thursday all that and good DuckTales,
ooh. That
sounds awesome.
Ever. If he could just have every star sing a different like cartoon theme song, I would be in heaven, obviously. A boy named Aaron Allenbat had big plans to celebrate his 12th birthday with 8 of his classmates in a festive Stranger Things theme party on Sunday. They decorated his mom. It must be like the coolest decorator for birthdays ever because she made this thing look legit. They had strings of Christmas lights all over the place. They had this like big thing of punch and it was called Demogorgon Blood. A cake that looked phenomenal. Tons of food that looked like it was catered from somewhere. I mean, this looked fancy, legit. One of the nicest birthday parties I've ever seen for a kid. And that's what's so sad about it is none of his friends came. And so
none.
Oh, and man. This makes me want to just cry. I hate stories about people not coming to birthday parties. It's so sad. And so anyway, he's got like an older sibling and they posted about it on Twitter with pictures of the whole party, which I've seen, and they're amazing. I think I retweeted it actually. I can try to go back and tweet that on Joe and Alex Show at Joe and Alex Show if you want to see the pictures. But anyway, so when his sibling tweeted out about this and nobody coming, well, the stars from Stranger Things reached out.
Millie Bobby Brown herself caught wind of the birthday fail, saying, quote, what? Well, you can let them all know that everyone on behalf of Stranger Things would have come. I think you're awesome, and next year I would like an invite, please. Now, if that wasn't enough, Gaten Matarazzo jumped in to say he would come too and, quote, bring the chocolate pudding.
I thought that was really
sweet.
That's
great.
Yeah, so I hope that they really do keep their word on that and go.
I bet they will.
Cara Delevingne and Paris Jackson may be dating, and her grandparents are not fans. And I'm talking about Paris's grandparents. So Joe and Catherine Jackson, Michael Jackson's parents, are not cool with this. Apparently, they're against the relationship because they believe in traditional, like, a man and a woman, and so they've got like a big issue with it. I'm retweeting this birthday tweet, by the way, right now at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, so you can see the Stranger Things pictures. And we also have to talk about Melania Trump. So the first lady addressed skeptics of her anti-bullying campaign. That's been kind of her thing that she's been spotlighting as first lady. Like Michelle Obama had, you know, eating healthy. And then Melania has an anti-bullying campaign on the internet. And she kind of talked about how people are skeptical of that since her husband is known for name-calling and intimidation himself on Twitter.
I'm well aware that people are skeptical of me discussing this topic. I have been criticized for many commitment to tackling this issue. And I know that will continue. But it will not stop me from doing what I know is right. I'm here with one goal, helping children and our next generation.
Owen Wilson set off an alarm that evacuated an entire hotel in South Beach, Florida, and kind of like let the other people that were staying there take the heat. So Owen appeared after midnight with a woman at this hotel. The pair were allegedly sharing a smoke by the bathroom inside the building. Lights began flashing. The alarm goes off. A source says Owen set off the smoke alarm in the hotel by smoking there near the bathroom. The entire hotel was evacuated. Video footage of the incident actually shows his date. She starts just dancing when the alarm goes off. And then
they must have been messed up or something.
Yeah. And then they casually slip out into the night as Wilson ditched his drink on a patio. The woman puffs away on her cigarette, and then like the other guests are seen shuffling downstairs in their pajamas as he just acts like, oh, nothing ever happened, even though he's the one that set it off. So kind of a jerk move, I would say. And then research from Northwestern University found that the controversial 13 Reasons Why series on Netflix, which a lot of people had a problem with, thought it was too graphic and serious, actually did get teenagers talking about topics like mental health, assault, and bullying. So the survey results came from 5,000 different viewers of varying age groups, teens, young adults, and even parents. And the report said that 70% of teens surveyed actually did talk to their parents about the issues addressed in the series, and more than half went back, apologized to a peer if they had bullied them before, which is awesome. So the majority of teenagers surveyed agreed that 13 Reasons Why also was a very accurate depiction of high school today, and that kids their age talk and act like those portrayed in the show. And I graduated in 2011, so it's been a little bit now, but not, it's been under 10 years still. So I would agree that this is exactly like high school. That is the garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check out the garbage at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, go there and we'll put it up on our story, Joe and Alex Show. This guy is absolutely amazing, and just for Alex to do this, I'm going to stall as I talk because I want her to have this, because I'm going to put video up at RadioNowIndy.com. You can just click on the Joe and Alex Show, but what this guy can do with his mouth...
Really?
Like, it's absolutely incredible.
With his mouth, you say?
Yes, with this man's mouth, he can do something that will have you saying, wait a minute, is that possible? All right, this dude right here, I'll actually let him explain it to you. This is on video, so it's real, but just listen to this.
I'm gonna pop.
Whoop, oh, sorry, I don't know what that was. All right, sorry.
That was impressive.
That was wrong. No. Here it is. Here it is. Our computer sucks today. This is it. Sorry. Can we reboot this thing? It's not working. Here it is.
Hello, everybody. I've been working on a place iron for the last, I don't know, 5 years, and I've been working.
Did you hear what he said?
I've been working on a police siren.
Police siren police for the last siren. Five. Yeah, he's kind of got like a southern draw and kind of a hard time talking. Here we go.
Kind of every day since I got better. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What?
This is him doing it with his mouth.
Guys, this is my soulmate. Oh, my gosh.
All I'm saying is, Alex, I know you're waiting until you're married, but if you weren't.
That is literally.
That's exactly who Alex is looking for.
That is exactly what
like
I'm
that,
looking for.
So now we kind of have an idea. All right, so I want to play this again, and I just want to go around the room real quick. This isn't going to be too long.
And we all have to try?
I just want to try. All different things. Let's start out, though, with this is his. All right, so Alex, do your best police siren. It's like a bad Indian call. All right, producer MYK, let me hear your best siren. All right, I'll try. Then Live the Web Girl, you're gonna be up next on. Oh, that sucked. That was the worst out of anybody. All right, Live the Web Girl, let's hear your best police siren. Go ahead.
I think I had the best one.
All right. Let's try a few more here. Let me hear your best goat, Alex. Let just do what you think a goat sounds like. A goat. That's a goat to you, okay? Producer MYK, let me hear your goat. Okay, that's going. And live the web girl.
I feel like you guys are doing a sheep instead of a goat.
The same thing.
I feel like it's close.
All right, that sounded like a dying bird. All right. Anyways, if you want to see this guy's amazing, amazing police siren. Wow. Go to RadioNomini.com, click on the Joe and Alex show.
Marry me.
I'll talk to him. He might
put
be single.
Put a ring on it.
We are about to play a game here on the Joe and Alex show.
Outside. Come on. Outside, everybody outside.
And you're going to win Bubble Guppy tickets. They're going to be, where are they going to be at here? A 4-pack of them to the Bubble Guppy Sunday, March 25th.
Can I just say?
At the old National Center.
If there's one thing you do this morning, please go to our Twitter at Joe and Alex Show and look at the GIF that I found. For this game, I was laughing so hard I was crying, and I still have watery eyes. It is so funny. I can't.
All right. Now, today the game we're playing that Alex is referencing is called the Stephen Hawking Music Battle, which I'm assuming this is similar to what we normally do with the Joe and Alex Show Music Battle.
Get wrecked.
Let's get a couple of teammates. We got to do that. Let's go to Maria. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Team Joe or Team Alex today?
Team Joe.
All right, Maria, let me lock you in right there. And I'll go to line 7, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Hey, you're on Team Alex.
Okay, that sounds good.
Is that Cassandra with an A or a K?
A C, Cassandra.
Whoops, sorry. Okay.
It's Cassandra and Marie, Joe.
I don't know what happened. Like, I got a little bit of sleep last night, but I am sorry.
No, like, always like this. This is not
of
sleep.
But everything is just, I can't hit buttons. I can't talk. Where am I right now?
Not here.
I think I just went to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's pronounced Cassandra, right, Steven?
Let's see. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and on line 2, I think it was. That's Marie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you sure about that?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Steven.
Okay. All right.
Get it together.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I ask him? Can he answer pretty much anything?
You could ask him whatever you want.
All right.
He's a genius.
All right, Steven. The big thing we were talking about the other day is The Voice and American Idol. Like, if you were on one of those shows, what would you be?
I'm the next American Idol.
Ooh.
Wow.
All right. Cool. Interesting. All right. So I guess this is an example of how the game would go, right? Is that what we're going to talk about right here? Like, how it would actually be played? Wait a minute. We got to learn our rules. I'm sorry. The Steven thing's got me all tripped up today. Let's learn our rules and see how the game goes today.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be even in your sleep. Crunch.
Crunch!
Why? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I guess he can't make the biting noise, right?
Yeah, I guess he can't go. Our names are our buzzers. We have to give both the title and the main artist for a point each. We can guess the theme at any time for 3 points, and we can go to our lifeline, which is Marie for Joe and Cassandra with Alex one time for help.
Yeah, so Stephen Hawking will sing a part of the song. For example, we have an example here.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Oh,
I know
it,
Joe.
$20.
That is Stephen Hawking's Thrift Shop by Macklemore.
Exactly.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
What is this game?
You get the gist, right?
All right.
What is
All right.
this game?
All right, Stephen, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Are you guys ready to play? Everybody ready to go?
Yes.
All right.
So I have to buzz in with my name.
Correct. Just like normal.
Just like normal.
It's just Steven's, I guess, doing the song.
Steven will be singing this
one. All right, let's get to it.
All right, here we go. Song number 1, the Stephen Hawking music battle is...
Do you ever feel...
Joe. That's Katy Perry, Firework.
2 points for Joe and Marie.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Correct.
Oh, thank you, Steven.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm getting thrown off because I'm like, his voice, it's...
Hey. Stop being rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying it's different than hearing the actual tune of the song.
Here's the next song on the Stephen Hawking music battle.
Wake up in the morning feeling like...
Joe. That's Kesha, TikTok.
Ah!
2 points for Joe and Marie.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Correct.
My glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this...
We might have to do it this every way if Stephen wouldn't mind. All right, are you ready for the next song?
I'm trying to be.
All right, come on, focus. Song number 3 of the Stephen Hawking music battle is...
Yellow Diamonds in the Light.
Alex. Rihanna Diamonds.
Nope. 1 point for the artist, though.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's see.
Oh.
Let's see. Can you do it again, Steven?
Yellow Diamonds in the Light.
All right, I'm going to tag in my teammate here. I'm going to go with Marie. Do you know what song that is for the Stephen Hawking music battle?
Oh, I'm trying to sing it and I can't think of it.
Three, two.
I have no idea.
We Found Love in a Hopeless Place.
You tagged in your partner, so wrong, Joe.
Okay, let's see. What song is it?
It's called We Found Love.
Oh, okay, we've been wrong either way. Dang, that sucks when you're wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah, I got it, Steven. Thank you.
Wrong.
Okay.
Wrong.
Yep.
Wrong.
Okay, seriously, I'll unplug you.
Wrong.
All right, are we ready for the next one? Song number four, the Joe and Alex show. I mean, sorry, the Stephen Hawking music battle. Here we go.
First things first.
Joe.
Alex.
Joe. That is Iggy Azalea, Fancy.
2 points for Joe and Marie.
First Correct. Things first, I'm the realist.
Correct.
Oh, man. All right, what's the score? Because I'm killing it today. The
score is 6 points, Joe and Marie. Alex and Cassandra, 1 point.
Wow, you're going to need this one like a theme to do anything. Here we go. Song number five.
Now usually I don't do this, but go head on and break them off with a little preview of a
Joe!
Joe!
That's R. Kelly Ignition Remix.
2 points for Joe and Marie.
Nah, it's too hard. Like, here's the thing. The reason I do so well this game normally is because it's the tune of the song. As soon as I hear like the first beat, I know what it is. So hearing only going by lyrics, it's hard no matter who's saying it because you can't hear the tune.
Now, usually I don't do this, but
there you go. Sucking.
Please don't insult Mr. Hawking.
Wrong.
Do you agree with Alex?
Wrong.
Okay. All right, here we go. Next song.
Hey, I was doing just fine.
Joe.
Alex. Joe.
That's Kylie Rae Jepsen. Okay.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you.
I can't think of it. It's in my mind.
Wrong.
I can hear the song in my head. I cannot think of the song title or the artist.
Oh yeah,
the Chainsmokers.
Oh wait, see,
song on the planet.
Stephen Hawking. Yeah. Do you
could not think of it?
Do you like the Chainsmokers?
Correct.
No. I asked you if you like them. I didn't ask you if that was it.
All right, last song.
All right, cool. Here we go. Joe and Alex. Sorry, the Stephen Hawking music battle is.
Go Shardy.
Alex.
Joe.
50 Cent in the club.
2 points for Alex and Cassandra.
Go
it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Yes, all right. Steven.
All right, so you still have a chance to guess the theme here. What is the theme of all of this besides Stephen Hawking singing the songs? Do you have your teammate left? Did you buzz in? I already used my teammate. You might be able to get the theme if you can buzz in Cassandra. I don't know if you did or not.
Is it like the first, guessing the theme, is it the first hit of each artist?
No. But Joe, you want to guess the theme? Even though I just realized it's mathematically impossible for Ooh. Alex to win, which means that Joe wins anyway.
Yeah, we win anyways. There we go.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay
and
there.
And they stay there.
Yeah. And they stay there. Yeah.
And they stay there.
Wait, I want
to... Down, up, down, up, down.
Cause
all I do is win, win, win.
Do not insult Steven when he's singing.
I'm not insulting.
Now, what was your question?
He takes a while. Give him a minute, all right?
Yeah. Once he gets going, he can't stop.
Well, I didn't know we were going to listen to him for 5 minutes.
He takes time to talk, Alex.
Not everybody talks as fast as you. And you don't stop when you talk either. You're like a real-life Stephen Hawking.
What
right
were you
going
to ask, Mr. Hawking?
I just kind of want to hear him do the Chicken Nugget song.
Wait.
Steven, will you do that for us, please?
Ask him nicely, because I think he's mad at you
right now.
I feel
like Alex should ask, yeah.
Please sing the Chicken Nugget song.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you got to sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you got to sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. Sing it. Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah. Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Wow.
Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing it. Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Okay,
chicken,
all right.
Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah.
That's enough.
Chicken, chicken nuggets. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Wow, that was one of the best games we've ever played. Hey, congratulations going out to Marie on Team Joe. You won those Bubble Guppy tickets.
Bubble,
yay!
Gup, gup, gup is. Bubble, bubble, bubble. Guppy, guppy, gup is. Bubble, bubble, guppy, guppy. Bubble, gup is.
Hey, can we just, real quick, inside conversation?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever do this game again.
What? I liked
You're
it.
Insulting Mr. Hawking.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and if you want to be part of Ask Alex, send us an email, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, and make sure you follow us on Instagram, too. You can be part of the show that way, or you can send us a direct message, Joe and Alex Show. Now, this morning for Ask Alex, we are talking to Will. Now, Will, what's going on here with your scenario for Ask Alex? What do you need help with?
Okay, so here's the deal. My wife and I, we just found out a few months ago that we're going to have a baby.
She's pregnant.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. But here's the deal, right? So we never were talking about, like, names before she got pregnant, okay? And we haven't really been discussing it that much. So we were laying in bed, and I start to initiate this conversation about baby names, all right? And so we know it's a girl. So I had two picked out.
Uh-huh.
Quinn, which I really like.
That's cute.
And also Harper.
Love it.
Yeah, those are both really good names. That's a good choice. I like either one of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, okay, so here's the deal. So Melissa, that's my wife, she turns to me and she, like, stares me dead in the eye, and she says that she has had a name picked out that she is just in love with since she was 13 years old.
That's a big deal.
And all of her best girlfriends know that it's her name. Like, it is the name that she's going to use, and she's been, you know, been planning it for her entire life, basically, and it's always been that, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, so, like, I was 100% ready to hear it, all right? Because she, first of all, she's the love of my life, you know? And, but she also has, like, the best taste.
She has the
best taste.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, then come on, man. Quit stalling. Tell us about this.
But wait, though. So you're saying she has good taste, like, you usually trust things that she, like, picks out and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, she planned the wedding, you know, 100% on her own. We didn't even have a wedding planner. She did it. She decorated our entire house, and I love it. Like, she even lets me have, like, my little action figures and stuff in a different room, and she set it up so it looks cool.
That's,
like,
cute.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
All right, let's quit beating around the bush. You have a problem with the name. What is the name that obviously you didn't pick out that your wife wants to name your future daughter?
Isis.
I'm sorry, what?
Dead serious. She literally wants to name the child Isis.
Isis, like the terror group?
Yes. Yes.
No. I've heard of the name Isis. It's okay. Obviously, the terrorists have kind of literally hijacked Isis is the name.
Literally hijacked. No pun intended.
Let me Google. I want to pull this up. Hold on. Stop. Okay.
I'm open minded, but, like, you know, they decapitate Americans. I mean, they shoot us up. Like, why would you want my firstborn child to be named Isis?
All right. Hold on. Hang on. 1 second here. Listen up, Will. Listen. Here's the deal. I just looked it up. Girl named Isis. The initial popularity of the name Isis derived from its association with the goddess Isis of the Egyptians. Her strong character has been adopted as something among feminists. So Liv the Web Girl would love the name Isis right there. Don't you see where your wife came up with that idea to call your daughter since she was 13 to call it Isis?
Yeah, but you know... Why don't we just call her Swastika then?
I was just gonna say that's like having
swastika
a baby boy and naming him Hitler.
Like a term, like a great, like, oh, I love swastika.
A swastika was like a good thing, and then the Nazis took it. Now you can't use it. Like, nobody wants that.
Right. I was just gonna say this is like
they spoiled it.
Yeah, it's like naming your kid Hitler or Adolf or something. It's like maybe before it had a different meaning, but now obviously times have changed and, like, things mean other things now. I agree with you, Will. I would be freaking out. Like, so wait a minute. So obviously you told your wife, like, I am not gonna be cool with this baby name.
Yeah, and she was so offended. So offended. Like, she left the bed. She went upstairs and shut herself in the room and did not talk to me for, like, 3 days, and I could not get her to talk. And ever since then, the only thing she will, you know, she just keeps crying every time she sees me, and I hate this name. She goes on and on about how beautiful it is and how much she's loved it since before, you know, Isis was a thing. And, I, you know, I've been trying to convince her, like, just logically, like, you just can't do it. But the kids are going to make fun of her. It's just awful. But she thinks that by the time our child is, like, you know, in school and everything, nobody's even going to remember Isis.
They'll remember Isis, but I think it'll be, like, more understood that it's a name. I can't believe you guys are first going to, like, the negative thought of, oh, it's a terrorist thing. Like, that's terrible that she's had this since she was 13. How old's your wife now?
32.
Dude, that's a long time.
Wait, I'm not supposed to say that on the radio. Can you please pass?
Okay.
Girl's age.
Okay, sorry to set you up for failure right there, but Alex, you think that because that's the real meaning about like the Egyptian goddess, that's what she picked out, not because she's like, I like to kill Americans.
I'll be honest with you, when you like when I picture like what the definition is, the Egyptian goddess and all that, it does sound pretty if you forget about decapitating Americans and all that lovely stuff that's been going on. So before I would have liked the name. Now, not so much. I agree with you, Will. I think she's nuts to name her child this. Your child this, excuse me. And Melissa, if you're listening, I'm so sorry, but you've got to give up on this name. There are so many cool, unique, pretty girl names out there. I've got a whole list in my phone. I keep baby name ideas for when I have a baby one day, just because I'm weird like that. And there's so many more names to choose from.
I hope what Alex just slipped up and said becomes true, because I think Will's kind of being a jerk here. I hope Melissa leaves Will and has Isis and just her own baby. Yes, because he's being like unreal, you know, uncompromisable. He's not even being part of a team here. He's just saying, no. Like,
Not a chance. 317-239-1009. If your spouse wanted to name your child Isis, is it something to consider or absolutely not? We want to hear from you. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Will, we're going to get you some help, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Hitler. Will's wife wants to name their baby girl Isis. And apparently he... Why is it such a wow? He's got a problem with it, too. Alex thinks it's a bad idea. It's a real name that girls used to be called a long time ago before some stupid group of terrorists decided to take the name and make it theirs. 317-239-1009 and social media. Joe and Alex shows our Twitter and Instagram and Facebook is Radio Now 100.9. Live the Web Girl. What are people saying?
Madeline says, get her a dog or a cat and let her name that Isis. And then Nick said, do not set that kid up to be a target for the rest of his life. I repeat, do not name that kid Isis.
All right, let's go to Angelique on line number two. What do you think?
Okay, so I have to start out by saying I totally understand the situation he's in. My husband wants to name our first child Meliodas.
Yuck. So... What? That sounds like a disease.
Wait, what's the name? Don't insult.
Meliodas.
What is that after? I don't know what that is.
It's from this like anime kind of show. It's really weird. He loves the show.
Sounds weird.
And I think it's an absolutely terrible name.
I'll agree on that like, one. That is kind of weird.
They could like compromise and make like Isis a middle name, you know.
A lot of people are saying that, and I am flabbergasted that you're still like, oh, use it just as a middle name. I'm like, really? We're using Isis at all?
Do you not comprehend that Isis is a real name?
I do. I get it. But, like, times have changed, man.
All right. Thank you. Aaliyah on the Joe and Alex Show, what did you think?
Hi. I think Isis is a completely wrong name to name your kid, because I understand that it's from the Egyptian goddess and stuff like that, but... It's a completely different time. It's absolutely a different, completely time. And she's going to be made fun of for the rest of her life because people just don't forget. No one forgot about the Holocaust. And, like, no one's going to forget about Isis. You can, like, name the kid Athena, Ophelia. And she didn't even take into consideration about the name that he picked out.
You don't think, as time goes on, people are going to become more accepting? They think they're going to get worse and worse? Because that's got nothing to do with the future baby girl named Isis. That's with people being ignorant and kids being dumb.
Isn't a character in the movie Bad Moms Christmas named Isis? And, like, the whole movie, people are just, like, making fun of her name? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It's not a good idea to name... the kid that now.
Agree.
All right. Thank you, Aaliyah. Kimberly on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about the name Isis for a girl?
Isis was the meaning of the queen. She was a queen. It's the name of Isis. There's nothing wrong with the name. She was the goddess. So everybody's sitting up here talking about Isis, because all this threat going on. It's totally wrong. I understand where she's going with it. The whole meaning of Isis means queen.
Mm-hmm.
She was an Egyptian goddess.
So you say, you know, go for it.
I say go for it.
What do you say?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Just because people out here in this world are ignorant because of some stupid people out here in the world who call themselves Isis, it's totally wrong.
Okay.
So if you had a kid, Kimberly, or maybe you do, would you, if you wanted to, do you think it would be a bad idea to name them Isis, or you would consider that?
I would consider it. I mean, I got my middle name is Rose. And I'm named after my great-great-grandmother, Camilla Rose. My third cousin in my family tree is Hitler.
What?
Huh? Yeah. So I'm German and Italian and black. So I don't see nothing wrong. I got a screwed up family, but I hate my middle name, but I cherish it at the same time.
I would like Rose a lot more than Hitler.
Hey, I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with ISIS. It wow. just means queen.
Okay.
Kimberly, thank you for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. More your calls, more social media. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. What do you think here? Will's wife wants to name their baby girl ISIS. He says that is a terrible idea. Ask Alex. The question today is from Will. His wife wants to name their baby girl ISIS. She had that name picked out when she was 13, way before that ISIS became such a, I guess, terrible name people associate with terrorists and terrible things like that. 317-239-1009. You can call in, and we'll get to you in 1 second. Right now, the Live the Web Girls got our stuff on Twitter and Instagram. It's Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook's Radio Now 100.9.
Kirsten said, I feel like she's the one not being a partner by ignoring him and refusing to talk to him for days about this. I've had baby names picked out for years, and it's not that big of a deal. You can compromise. And then Kyle said, if my wife chose that name, I would ISIS her.
That's not funny. Let's go to
oh my God.
Angela on the Joe and Alex Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think about this name? Would you have a problem with it?
Well, I can't even think so, only because the concept of the terrorist organization, ISIS, is definitely going to be a factor during the girl's life. And not only that, but when she gets in school, I'm sure she's going to be learning about it in history class with her friends.
Yeah.
Who aren't quite as mature as grown adults would be.
Right.
Okay.
As
but
far as
I just.
Being able to understand, you know, the queen or the goddess.
But maybe that could be an opportunity for her to explain, no. The reason my mommy and daddy named me that is because of this.
Of this queen.
Yeah, Maria, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you have a friend at all named ISIS or anybody you know?
I do, actually. Okay. Yeah. And I don't see anything wrong with having that name at all. I don't, like, it just boggles my mind.
Do people get awkward around her? Like, oh, her name's ISIS, we have to leave. Like, is it a problem like everybody thinks
no,
it'll be?
Not at all. Not at all. No. And we actually used to work together, and, like, none of our coworkers ever had an issue with it, ever.
But behind closed doors in the break room, were there some whispers?
No, because we're adults.
Okay, well, that's good.
What would people whisper? What would they be
just
saying?
Just like, oh, my gosh, can you imagine? I don't know. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I mean, I used to get made fun of all the time for my last name.
What was your last name?
My last name is McDougal. It's a very Scottish last name, and I used to get made fun of it for it all the time, but, I mean...
Yeah, so you're saying, like, you could have any type of name, and someone will find a way to make fun of it. It doesn't
matter. Exactly. I used to get called McDonald's all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I would have married you if I would have found you.
Kids are just immature. You just have to learn to laugh it off.
It's not the same thing as ISIS, but I told Lindsay, like, my last name, obviously, and hers is Pesh. I want to have, like, a first name with... Because it's hard to think of a girl's name that goes good with Pesh. I was like, what if we call her Penelope Pesh? Then she's like, oh, everybody can call her Pee Pee. So, yeah, so that won't work out.
Jill, we got to call line two.
All right, good morning. Wait, is this ISIS?
Yes.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good, thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
What's up? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say, man, my name, I don't know how it got to be ISIS, but, I mean, we're from Hispanic community, and just my name was named ISIS.
So, tell us about your life. I mean, do you find now with all the stuff going on, do people give you strange looks?
Yeah, they do, especially at work when my boss is calling me my name aloud and says, ISIS, can you please come to the office real quick? So I'm like, everybody looks around and was like, you know, especially the new people that come in there and they don't know me or nothing. They just be like, ISIS.
Oh,
that's so just my name.
Do you wish that you had a different name, or are you like, you know what, I wear a loud and proud?
You know what? Loud and proud, because I like it. It's short and easy to say and pronounce.
And easy to spell.
That's true.
Yes.
And no one
I don't
will
even
ever
look
forget
at it.
It.
Like, I don't look at terrorism, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, you could go by Izzy also. That'd be cool.
Yeah, easy, yeah. Some people do call me Izzy.
See, look at that! I love it. Okay, cool. Well, there you go. A perspective from somebody actually named ISIS Will, so maybe that'll change your mind. I don't know.
I'm glad you called in. You are our first and our favorite ISIS, so you're welcome to call in.
Our only favorite ISIS.
Yeah, we're not fans of any other kind, but no, I like that. And that's interesting to hear. Like, he said, yeah, he does get crap, so I guess you guys are right about that, but he says he wears that proudly. If you couldn't get through on our phones this morning, hit us up on on our social media. We'd like to know your thoughts here, and maybe Will will get to check it out and talk to his wife, Melissa, about it, and maybe they'll change their decision or reach a compromise. It's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, we have it up there, too. Facebook is Radio Now 100.9. It's not me. I think this is actually kind of dumb and superficial, but somebody on the show thinks that TV compatibility, a word that I can't even say, is a real thing and a requirement. Otherwise, you're out of here.
Yeah, it's me. Surprise.
Duh.
So if you follow me on social media at YoAlexRabs with a Z or the show at Joe and Alex Show, a lot of times we make Office references and we play some Office clips on the show. I mean, it's my favorite show of all time, The Office. Like, favorite
learn
show.
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules. If you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
And I mean, this is a show that I rewatch multiple times a year constantly. I've just this year alone watched it like over three times, just like over and over and over.
How do you watch it three times? I watched it once and it was great, but three times?
Because it's that good. And every single time, I've seen the entire series from all of the seasons, probably like over 12. And then I've seen seasons 1 through 5, like over 25 times. So it's just every single time I watch it, though, I find something new that I love. And anyway, so I was talking to somebody like in November, December, and he had never seen The Office. And I had him over. We sat down. I played him one of my favorite episodes, and that I thought would be like so funny for somebody that's never seen it. And he like courtesy laughed like twice, like meaning like he didn't even think it was funny. He just like was trying to be polite. And I mean, I couldn't have kicked him out of my apartment faster. I knew right then and there it was never gonna work, and it didn't. I ended it because he didn't like any TV shows that I liked, and I feel like I was thinking about this because this week I've actually started kind of like I've been texting somebody. I was like set up by a friend, and this person was like, oh, I should have told you about this guy that I know, and I think you guys would hit it off. Well, we're talking, and then all of a sudden I make like an Office reference, and he freaks out and is like, it's my favorite show of all time, and we go in on all this stuff about it, and then turns out we actually like almost all of the same shows. He loves The Bachelor franchise, he loves Black Mirror, he loves The Office.
Or so, he did all of his homework to hear the things that you want to hear, and he's smart.
No, he didn't watch Black Mirror yet, and then I said, well, my other favorite show right now is Black Mirror, so you have to watch. So while we've been talking, he started it, and he's like, you're right, this is absolutely incredible. I mean, sure, could he be lying? Yeah, but I don't think he is. But so I just started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I think TV show compatibility is a real thing. If you are talking to somebody and you find out that they don't like any of the same shows as you, like, I feel like you can tell, obviously, that your personalities don't align, right? Like, if you guys have the same sense of humor, the same kind of interest, you think the same kind of stuff is interesting, I feel like you're most likely to get along, and you can tell that by, like, what kinds of shows you both like.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place, and they were scary, and then they come down and they suck the soul out of your body, and then hi!
Yes!
317-239-1009. Do you think TV compatibility is a real thing? Is it something that needs to happen? Listen, people are similar and they're different. The Office, my wife and I finally watched the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. We love it. But there's stuff my wife watches, like The Bachelor. If she made me watch that, I'd be really miserable.
I'm not saying, let me just reiterate, it's not every single show you like the same, but I would say you have the majority of TV shows and movies, you guys have most of the same interests, or most of the same likes and dislikes. So it doesn't have to be every single thing, but like the big ones.
All right, 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Is TV compatibility a thing that you need to have? Alex says, listen, I really want a guy, like if I'm going to like him, he's got to like the same shows. For example, it's got to be something like involving The Office.
Oh, right. Turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look, it means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's a leg right there.
I think it knows where it's going.
This is the
leg. Machine knows.
This is the leg.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's not yelling. There's no road here.
I like that one. Maybe I'll date Alex. 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting on our Joe and Alex Show social media?
Lindsay said, if you don't like SpongeBob, we can't even be friends, let alone date. But good thing, my fiance loves SpongeBob, so I don't think I have to worry about that. Woo! And then Olivia says, been married for 15 years, and we have never liked the same TV shows. We only watch Walking Dead together.
All right, let's go to Paige on the Joe and Alex show. You disagree with this. Let's hear why.
All right, so my husband and I have been together for like 5-6 years, and we do not, absolutely do not have the same taste in TV shows or movies.
Really? And it doesn't bother you? You don't wish that he did?
No, because then I have some peace and quiet away from him.
Can I ask, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 27.
Okay.
What, do you think, she like 47 or something?
Well, I didn't know. I feel like maybe it could also be an age thing. Like maybe younger people would have more of a problem with it than older. I was just curious. I mean, obviously that didn't prove my point, so, but I don't know.
All right. Hey, Paige, thank you for calling in this morning.
He did tell me, this guy that I've been texting, he told me that just like me, he went out with a girl, and on the date, she said she didn't like The Office, and he never spoke to her again.
Oh, wait. You're telling... Okay, well, then maybe she didn't like this.
I'm not offended by homosexuality. In the 60s, I made love to many, many women, often outdoors, in the mud and the rain. And it's possible a man slipped in. Would be no way of knowing.
No way of knowing. No way of knowing.
Ayanna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Yes, I also have a fiance. We've been together for about 13 years, and we do not watch the same thing. He watches his TV downstairs. I watch his mine upstairs. I love Ratchet Reality. He absolutely hates it.
Ratchet Reality for the win.
Yes. So he's just like, I don't understand why you watch this. And I love it, but we have something to talk about at the end, and we laugh about our show.
So let me ask you this. Are you and your fiancé both very opposite in personality? Like, are you guys opposites or very similar?
We definitely are the opposite.
See?
Attract.
And
coupled,
so,
everything is opposite about us.
Here's why I say, so I think that my rule is correct, and I think it's important to only for people like me. So to you, you don't mind dating your opposite, but for me, I do not like to date my opposite. So I will know, based on what kind of TV shows somebody thinks are funny, if we are going to be compatible. We are going to be we're going to be a lot more alike in personality and get along more.
Have you noticed that your rule is for all the single people out there that don't have anybody in their life?
That's not necessarily true. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind?
I will be 29 on next Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, really, really old.
So I think I think if you are somebody that needs to date someone similar to you, then that is when this becomes important. If you don't need to date someone similar, then it wouldn't matter to you.
317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Yazid.
What's up? What do you want to say?
I don't think it's true because my dad and mom have been married for like 30 years. They're like the exact opposite of each other, and then they love each other to death. And for me, it's like
that you know of.
Yeah, in the outside picture, at least.
That's all that matters. You can hate each other, but as long as you put on a good front, it's okay.
I'm just saying, I have a very specific type of sense of humor, and The Office is a very specific type of sense of humor type of show. Like, even one of my best friends does not think it's funny, and I just, like, I don't get that about her.
When two gay men have sex, how do they know whose penis will open up to accept the other person's penis?
That pretty much is Alex in a
nutshell. Valid questions.
If you don't think that's funny, you can't date Alex.
That's right.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you agree with this whole TV compatibility thing, or you think it's not that big of a deal?
I mean, I just don't really agree with it because me and my boyfriend have been together for 5-6 years, and we actually just got engaged.
Won't last. Just kidding.
We are completely the same person in every way. We just watch different shows. He hates what I watch on TV.
Yeah.
And I hate what he watches on TV, but
I hate that the women watch The Bachelor, especially, I don't mind if you're a single girl like Alex who dreams of love, but like my wife, Lindsay, for example, watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with our relationship that you've got to like look at some other dream guy?
And
why do other women want to watch this dude when he's banging and making out and spreading stuff around to 20 other chicks?
That is even the show.
If I did that in real life, if I was a guy and 20 women were in my thing, you'd say I'm a dog and I'm dirty.
Yeah, but this is the show.
Oh, but it's a show, so it's okay.
Well, yeah.
Step outside of this, ladies. You're crazy. But I don't know, Alex. I think this is just another example of you having some like weird, quirky thing that
whatever.
You know,
real Office fans know
he doesn't like The Office, so I'll never ever say yes to him ever.
Real Office fans know how important it is.
Like I said, it's one of those days. Now it's time for... I can't even do my old man impersonation. What the hell is happening? Can we end the show now? I don't think it's going to get any better. All right.
We got like an hour and change left, Joe.
We got Ask Alex coming up. Too many good things.
All right.
Oh, there you go. Reset.
And now it's time for Joe's need-to-know news. It's news you may not see on your TV, but Joe wants to talk about it, so we're obligated to. Okay. Law enforcement sources named 23-year-old Mark Anthony Condit as the suspect in the bombings that killed two and injured at least four others in Austin, Texas. The family said they were stunned that he was behind the deadly bombing in Austin over the last month. Did you guys see his photo that they put out? Like
yeah,
what the guy looks like?
A young 25-year-old happy-looking guy. I mean, in that photo, he looks
happy. Honest, I thought, okay, it's probably some crazy old white guy, or maybe this is like an ISIS terrorist thing or homegrown thing, but I don't know. This is just weird. The family said, we have no idea of the darkness that Mark must have been in. Right now, our prayers are for those families who lost loved ones, for those impacted in any way, and for the soul of our Mark. We are grieving and we are in shock. So I just couldn't believe that when I saw that. I think Liv, the web girl, is the only one that's Catholic on the show. Did you give anything up for Lent?
Yeah, I did at the beginning. I forget what it was, so I don't think I really kept up with it.
Sounds like it was successful.
I forget. Oh, I was going to try to not use the word hate.
Oh, okay. That's over. There's no way you did that. I forgot to say hate 7 times today. All right, well, this is something maybe more guys would do. The folks at a software group looked at computer malware infections detected since Lent began on February 14th, and they compared that to those months leading up to Lent. They found almost a 20% drop since the start of Lent, which means less people are looking at porn online.
Well, that's good.
So I guess a lot of people are giving up porn. They're like, I'm going to give up porn for Lent.
Wow.
To be honest, I don't know if that's good or bad, but...
probably good.
I'm just glad we're not doing that here at work. Remember last time we got our computer infected with that one thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm interested in this right here as far as getting a divorce. Nearly 40% of couples in Florida want a sleep divorce. A sleep product review site, Mattress Clarity, surveyed 3,000 people in Florida and found 40% of couples would rather sleep in a separate bed than sleep together if given the choice. Over a fifth of the couples said they have been in arguments regarding sleep habits, and over a quarter of them said they've had discussions on whether to allow pets in the same bed. I've been there. The survey also found that nearly 10% of people had a relationship end because of sleep issues with their partner.
The whole thing sounds like the Pesh household.
It is. Yeah. And the things we deal with, I love our dogs, Benny and Paddington, but they like push me out of bed. They're a-holes. They're 40, 50 pound like bed weight, so they
sleeping
get in the way.
Sleeping with animals in the bed makes me want to throw up. I mean, personally, as a non-pet person, that grosses me out.
Why does that gross you out so much?
I hate, you know, pet hair and all that stuff. I'm just not an animal person. So just being that stuff in my bed, like when I was on dating apps, I would always swipe left on somebody that had pictures of them like cuddling their dogs in bed and stuff. I was like, nope.
I don't mind.
Couldn't be with them.
I don't mind the hair because one of our dogs sheds, one doesn't. It's weird how their coats are. But them moving around. And the other thing is I have sleep apnea, but the sleep machine helps incredible. I don't snore when I use it. I'm quiet as can be. It's no problem. But we argue all the time about that. I just wish that we had separate beds. Not that I don't love sleeping next to my wife, but
if you guys, your relationship in particular, it's a death sentence for your marriage if you guys started sleeping in separate beds. There's
Why?
No way.
Why would that be a death sentence? Why do you think that?
Because I just think, like, you already talk about how you guys barely do it, and then you're going to not even be in the same room anymore? Forget it.
Well, that's because I don't always feel like having sex.
I know.
I feel like half the arguments would be gone with them, though, about, like, waking
you
up
think
and
it
the
would
snooze
be better?
Button, all that stuff. Yeah.
Why don't you
By
try
the
it?
He's told us.
Why don't we do an experiment this coming week, starting on Monday, where you don't sleep in the same bed as Lindsay and see how it goes and if it improves your relationship or if it makes it worse.
Where's he going to sleep?
On the couch.
Hell no. I am the king of the castle.
Well, then make her sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
All right.
Get out of here, Lindsay.
Lindsay, no offense. Alex wants to do it, so you have to go sleep out there.
Well, maybe a couple twin-size beds
to be fair,
in the room,
though,
Joe.
Well, maybe. I could do that, like back in the old TV shows.
Yeah, but some bunk beds.
With our relationship, at least, as far as like sex, it doesn't necessarily happen where it's like, oh, I'm in bed, you're in bed. let's get it on. I think it's more like you feel the moment, then we go to the bedroom. It's not like we're laying next to each other and, we just start. It doesn't happen that way for us.
Think about their schedules the whole week, Alex.
I know, I'm saying, so let's do an experiment. Let's see if it would work or if it wouldn't work.
Yeah, somebody's got to take the couch.
All right, nice transition, something you're probably interested in. People poop on average 24,000 pounds in their lifetime.
Cute.
Did you think that's a little
or a lot? I'm so glad I know that. Thank you.
24,000. So be thankful for your colon out there doing all the hard and heavy lifting
that's
out there.
Disgusting.
Let me see if you guys believe in this. Many people believe they are protecting their teeth by drinking through a straw. Do you guys think, like where you don't actually drink out of it? Live the web girl's nodding her head.
I know that that's false, but I am a straw person. I cannot drink something without a straw.
Why?
Yeah, I think it's false too, but I believe it. I rot the teeth in the back, forget the front.
So nobody can see that then?
Yeah, the Hollywood teeth in the front. Don't mess those up.
Yeah, experts warn it actually could be a myth. They say straws do very little to protect your teeth from serious damage, and using them may do more harm than good. For example, you might end up with smoker's lips. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking through a straw could prematurely age the skin around your mouth.
It gives you wrinkles, but I cannot drink without straws. So.
I will never use a straw. Yeah,
I just don't want to put my mouth on anything.
I don't think Kim Kardashian does either. I'm pretty sure in one episode she talked about that. She didn't use straws.
Do her lips still work?
I think.
They do something. I don't know. They also say that it may not protect your teeth against staining, but like MYK said, more of the back. So I don't think you see it unless they open their mouth. They say it can cause, though, cavities and tooth decay because I guess you're sucking it right in there. But I don't know. I see all those people. It's hard to like only put your, for me, to put my teeth on the straw and sip.
Well, you don't put your teeth on the straw, first of all.
Then what do you do?
You just put your lips around it.
What's the point? Because you're still shooting it in right on your teeth. I thought the idea was to protect the front of your teeth.
No, you put it
the straw is sitting like back on your tongue. It's not sitting against your front teeth.
You put it in the front?
No. I'm saying,
You don't know how to use a straw?
Quit talking. Shut up. What I said is this. I said, no, it goes in. Do we have a straw here?
Yeah, I have like a tiny little baby straw.
Have you used it?
Okay. It stir.
No, yeah, this is stir straw, but if it is, I'd put it in like this. See?
Mm-hmm. You're biting it. So
well, I'm trying to keep it so you want it to fall out when I'm talking. I'm like, nah, see?
Pretend
you're
taking a drink right now.
Yeah. Like that. I would do it like that. But I'm saying when you're doing that, though, it's hard to do with a straw to actually... like to suck it up. No. I'm not saying doing like this, like right against your teeth, like that. Like, of course not, because then you're going to directly stain it.
I don't understand what the argument is. What do you not get about using a straw?
I've never actually seen you use a straw. Now that I'm thinking about it, I've never seen you drink from a straw.
What? Just, I hate, like, I just, this whole thing is annoying me. I don't understand what you don't understand.
That's my opinion!
Thank you. All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show.